I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An anonymous Fulani Association has threatened Christians in Nigeria, telling them to close churches or be attacked. Bandit sent the letter to a local police station. It details the planned burning of churches and kidnapping of pastors and their families. Tabitha Price is with Wycliffe Associates.
We're hearing from our team members on the ground that this has created such a great need for the church in trying to support widows and orphans because the Christian men are being killed and the women and children are fleeing.
Nigerian authorities have promised to protect Christians against these attacks, but Price says authorities rarely do enough to prevent the violence. Send help and hope for displaced Christians through Wycliffe Associates. They're sending money to local church leaders in the area. Pray for the safety of Nigerian Christians and for God's peace to visit the country. Missiologist Marv Newell heads up the Alliance for the Unreached, a coalition raising awareness of unreached people groups and calling Christians to action. One third of humanity is unreached, totally cut off from the hope of Christ.
When we say a third of humanity is unreached, we're talking about people who have no access to the gospel whatsoever. There's no churches nearby, no believers, there's no Bibles in their language.
Speaking of unreached, it's important to clarify what the term means. Your neighbor down the street who doesn't believe in Jesus is not unreached.
Just because you are a Christian makes that person not unreached because you happen to be there. They're unsaved, but they are reached with the gospel because the gospel permeates the environment in which they live.
And help everyone get the chance to know Jesus by drawing three lines on your hand. We'll explain at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.